What if every ache in your body, every headline from Olympia, and every policy setback was not the end of the story, but a reminder that something far better is already on the way? What if the doctor can only remodel the tent, but the King of Kings has promised you a brand new resurrected body patterned after the glory of Jesus himself? In this devotional, we are going to groan honestly, hope stubbornly, and learn how to live as first fruits of the Spirit, stewarding our bodies, our families, our churches, government, and workplaces, while we eagerly wait for the day our redemption is complete. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. Hey, if you haven't checked us out, go to fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. I am so glad that you are listening today. And if you're enjoying these daily devotions, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment. And if you are in that Washington Defender app, place this in your huddle. We have one mission and one goal. Our mission, to defend and advance biblical values in the public square. Our goal is to change the hearts, and that in turn changes policy, changes regulations, changes everything else that we have in the public square. So I hope you are enjoying this. Also, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, your $5, $10, $20, whatever it is a month, is greatly appreciated. So thank you very much. Right now we're in the middle of legislative session and our prayer tours are happening each and every day of legislative session. And so I want to encourage you, if you haven't jumped in on one of those in Olympia, Pastor Ken Ramey is doing a fantastic job of taking people from the Temple of Justice over to the governor's office and all around. And we're just praying for those who are in authority over us, just like the Bible commands. Also, Brad, our lobbyist, Brad Payne, and our team is doing a tremendous job. I think there are well over 200 bills that they have either commented on or in our bill library. And so you can check those out there. All right. So we are in our series called I Am Convinced. Let's dive into the Word of God today. We'll do our scripture overview. Today is bodies will be redeemed. And we'll do our scripture overview, and then we will break it down. And not only this, but also we ourselves having the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves grown within ourselves, waiting eagerly for our adoption as sons. The redemption of our body. For in hope we have been saved, but hope that is seen is not hope. For hope, for who hopes for what has already sees. But if we hope for what we do not see with perseverance, we wait eagerly for it. So let's break this down. Are you convinced that your body or our bodies will be redeemed? Are you convinced we're going to have a redeemed body? Isn't that going to be exciting to have a redeemed body fully paid for, brand new? Let's break this down. It says, and not only this, but also we ourselves having the first fruits of the Spirit. Look at that. The first fruits of the Spirit. Now, you may be thinking, okay, this is just Paul. He was the first fruits. He was one of the first generations of Christian. But the reality is, in this age of grace that we've been living in since Paul was around, we have been that first fruit of the Spirit, that the Spirit of the living God has been falling on us, and we're that fruit of that Spirit today. So body redeemed, number one, you are the first fruits of the Spirit. It's not because of who you are, but it's because of Jesus Christ in you. And so just be aware of that. The fruit of the Spirit is inside of you. Romans 8:23. And he goes, even we ourselves groan within ourselves. So do you groan within yourself? We talked about this yesterday just a little bit, but our body will be redeemed. And right now it's groaning within itself. And we read this yesterday, but let's read it again. For indeed, in this house, we groan, longing to be clothed with our dwelling from heaven. And so, I don't know about you, but I long to be clothed with my dwelling from heaven, to put on that redeemed body. And as much as we have put it on, will we not be found naked. So we got to put on the Christ. We need to put on the Word of God onto our hearts and into our lives. For indeed, while we are in this tent, we groan. Right now we have a tent, we groan, being burdened because we do not want to be unclothed, but to be clothed so that what is mortal will be swallowed up by life. And we read that scripture yesterday, but I wanted to read it again because it is so incredibly important to understand that we are not in our redeemed bodies yet. We are in a tent. And the best healthcare systems, all they can do is help remodel the tent. And they can do a lot of things. Doctors can do a lot of things to make it feel better and less painful. But the reality is, one day we will have a redeemed body and it will be great. So what do we do in these tents that we're living in? We wait eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. So are you waiting eagerly for Jesus Christ? As you go throughout your workplace today, are you waiting eagerly for Jesus Christ? I hope so. In Hebrews 9:28 says, "So Christ also having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time for salvation without reference to sin to those who eagerly await him." You know, we can look around our world right now and we can see so many things taking place. Israel has become a center point of discussion once again. We see Iran, we see Turkey, we see Sudan, we see all these areas of Syria, I meant. We see all these areas all around Damascus, all that is being part of that center conversation in the global conversation that we're having. Not only that, we see in our hemisphere, we see Greenland and Venezuela, we see a lot of things just happening. There seems to be a wrestling or a shifting of something. And my question to you is, are you eagerly waiting for Jesus? Are you like, yeah, they've talked about that for a long time? No, we need to eagerly wait for Jesus. He's coming soon. And not only this, but we ourselves having the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves grown within ourselves, waiting eagerly for the adoption as sons. So we talked about that a couple days ago. The redemption of our bodies. So body redeemed, number four. Our bodies will be redeemed. Philippians 3:20 says, "For our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we eagerly wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform the body of our humble state." So this body is going to be transformed. This humble state is going to be transformed. And it's going to be transformed into conformity with the body of his glory. So these bodies will be transformed into the conformity with the body of his glory. Now, I don't know how glorious you think his body is, but I think it's going to be awesome. "By the exertion of the power that he has even to subject all things to himself." So he's going to use his mighty resurrection power to transform these bodies, these redeemed bodies, these tents, into a building made by God. Wow. That is exciting. You may be going through your day, and maybe you're struggling with cancer today, or you're struggling with vision problems and cataracts, or you're struggling with, I don't know what the title might be, whatever it might be, understand you're not in your redeemed body yet, but it's coming. Read this again with me. "Who will transform," Jesus Christ, "who will transform the body of our humble state into the conformity with the body of his glory by the exertion of the power that he has even to subject all things to himself." So there's so much. Our citizenship is in heaven. Our stewardship is here on earth. Yes, we're supposed to steward the land. We're supposed to steward the environment. We're supposed to steward the church. We're supposed to steward our families. We're supposed to steward our bodies and all that we have. Yes, we're supposed to steward the government. Yes, we're supposed to steward our businesses. Our stewardship is here. But man, our heart is eagerly waiting for Jesus who's coming from heaven. 1 Corinthians 15:42 says this, "So also is the resurrection from the dead. It is sown a perishable body, it is raised an imperishable body." This body perishes, right? It's falling apart. What do they say after like 25, 28, I don't know, 30, whatever the age is. these bodies start to fall apart, don't they? But the reality is, we will have it sown into an imperishable body. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. You're going to have a body raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. You'll have a body filled with the power of the Holy Spirit completely. I mean, we have it now. Yeah, it's our seal. It's our token of our inheritance. But man, to be fully known by God, to have the building from God. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. Wow, wow, wow. Now I say this, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. Can you say amen to that? We're all going to be changed. In a twinkling of an eye, in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. A redeemed body. I love this. For this perishable must put on the imperishable, and this mortal must put on immortality. So, these bodies are going to be redeemed. Isn't that exciting? Shouldn't that generate within us some hope? You say, well, if this body is going to, this perishable body is going to put on the imperishable, then why do I diet and exercise? Well, many of us don't, but for those of us who do, we do that because we want to steward this well. We want to be healthy for the glory of God. We don't want to worship these bodies. We don't want to worship this tent, this droopy tent. We want to worship the King of Kings. And the same individual responsibility goes into our families. Why do we steward our families if it's going to be redeemed? And because we love our families, we want to do everything for the glory of God. Why do we steward our churches? Because we want to do it for the glory of God. Why do we steward our government? Because we want to do it for the glory of God. Why do we steward our businesses and ways of commerce? Because we want to do it for the glory of God. We don't want to worship those things. We want to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we will see that this will be redeemed. For in hope, it says, we have been saved. You know, in Washington, we need a little bit of hope. And the hope is not in any of the government or our businesses or in our families or our churches or in ourselves. Our hope is built in Jesus Christ. In hope, you've been saved. But hope that is seen is not hope, for we hope for what he had already sees. Let's try that again. But hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what he already sees? So if I see it, I don't need to hope. I have it. But I have a confidence and assurance of the things I can't see. Jesus Christ. And that is hope. So as Washington State is sometimes going down the wrong path so very much that we are trying to make government the center of our lives. We're trying to make all these things the center of who we are. As we go down those paths, please understand, you may not be able to see the working of the hand of God in our state, but it's there. We're doing this. We're doing this together. We're changing our hearts right now by getting into the Word of God. Our bodies will be redeemed. For in hope, we have been saved. Did you know that saved people need to be the most hopeful people? In hope, we've been saved. Our bodies are redeemed. They are saved. Yes, the perishable has put on the imperishable. It's coming. So it's a both now and will come. And so sometimes we just don't see everything that we want to see yet. God is so abundantly true and clear that God is able to do far more. What if every school district across this state, that hope began to be inside of it once again? Not hope in our fallenness, not hope in our despair, not hope in, but hope in Almighty God. What if hope showed up and we began to say, it's not of ourselves, it's God himself. It's an unseen hope. But if we hope for what we do not see, we, with perseverance, we wait eagerly for it. Jesus is coming. Our citizenship is in heaven. Our stewardship is here on earth. And we wait eagerly with perseverance for the coming of our Messiah. That's why Christians are the most persevering people, or should be the most persevering people here on earth. Why? Because we are vessels of hope. We know in whom we have believed, and we are convinced that he is able to perform it and keep us until that day. Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. So, are we being tested right now in Washington State? Of course we are. It's happening over and over, week by week, day by day. We have a lot of people who are thinking that government is the solution, more regulation is the solution, that all these things are the solution. And the reality is, those are only the stewardship, that a changed heart is the solution. That we don't create an utopia here on earth, but we create a place where we can love God and love our neighbor. We reproduce endurance, and let endurance have its perfect result. So we want to let this endurance that we are having have a result in it, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. God is using this season of Washington State to mature us. So, what's our public square application? As we go into the workplace today, what are we hoping to accomplish? If Paul was the first fruit, and maybe the example that we can learn is that we are the first fruits. We are fruit today. So if people taste us, taste our lives, are they tasting and seeing the goodness of our God? Are they tasting our flesh? Are they tasting, bitterness? And I don't know. We want to be fruit today. Will you clothe yourself with Christ? Will you put on, it said in there, as much as we put this on, will you put on Christ today? The perishable puts on the imperishable. We have an eternal perspective that every interaction that you have in your workplace today, people are going to look at you and see the gospel message. It's because you've clothed yourself with Christ. Your body is being redeemed. Will you operate out of hope today instead of despair? Again, it's not hope in our circumstances or hope in our surroundings. It's hope in the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Yes, we steward every area of our life. I've laid that out several times today. We steward our individual stewardship, our bodies, our souls, our spirits, our family responsibility. We steward that as well. Our church responsibility, we steward that. Our government responsibility, we steward that. And our workplace responsibility, we steward those as well. So we are just steward every aspect. We're not supposed to worship any of it, but we are supposed to steward it in such a way that it brings glory to Almighty God. Will you bring hope to yourself today? Will you say, it's not about me, it's about God? To your family today, the best days are yet ahead because we know in whom we have believed. To your church, preach the gospel like never before, because the day is coming when Jesus returns and we're waiting eagerly. To the government, stay in your lane, government. Limited government, small government. You say, how do you get that? Go read Romans 13. There's very little the government's supposed to do. Punish evil and give praise to the good. That's all it's supposed to do. It's not supposed to be the welfare state or anything else. What was the last one? Oh, employee. Will we treat our employees with fairness? Will we make sure that they're taken care of? I hope that you will bring hope into all those areas of your life today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day, and we thank you that you are redeeming our bodies, that you are redeeming our culture, that you are taking what is perishable, and because we've died to our sin, you're resurrecting newness of life in us each and every day. God, it has happened and it is happening. Both are true, God. You are taking all that stuff of today, and we stand and we proclaim that you are Lord. We wait eagerly for your return. Our eyes are upon you, the author and the perfecter of our faith. God, we love you so very, very much. Go before us today in Jesus' name. Amen. Go out there and defend in advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.